How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
This is day 14 of preparation for resurrection. Today's title is The Divine Keeper. Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvie said, "No sin, no attack from the devil, no evil can take us away from him. His love is constant. His presence is unfailing. He guards us to eternity." Our text today is Psalm 121, 5 through 8. "The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." The second half of Psalm 121 begins with the proclamation, "The Lord is your keeper." The Hebrew word shamar means to guard, protect, or watch. It can also be interpreted to hedge about as with thorns. The psalmist declares three different ways that the Lord is his keeper. The first image of God as keeper involves shade. Dennis Tucker explains this concept. The psalmist connects the notion of standing at the right hand with that of the shade. Because the soldier carried his shield in his left hand, the right side of his body remained exposed and vulnerable. Consequently, one always sought to have a friend or ally at his right hand to provide protection. The image of Yahweh standing at the right hand of the psalmist and fending off potential threats can be found elsewhere in the Psalter, adding to the claim that Yahweh will station himself at the right hand of the psalmist. Verse 5 suggests that Yahweh will be for him a protective shade or shadow. In Psalm 121, the poet speaks figuratively in claiming that, as shade, Yahweh will protect him from the searing heat of the sun by day and the dangers of the moon by night. While the threats associated with the sun seem readily apparent, those associated with the moon are less so. The Babylonians attributed a number of illnesses, including fever and leprosy, to the moon god. By the time of the New Testament, there remained some thought of a connection between illness and the effects of the moon. The mention of the sun by day and the moon by night, however, has a rhetorical force that supersedes its literal meaning. The two concepts create a literary device in which two contrasting ideas or objects are mentioned to capture the sense of the whole. By noting the threats by day and the threats by night, the psalmist acknowledges that God stands as the protector over all of his life. The second way God is keeper is that he protects us from evil. Our omnipotent, omnipresent, and holy God has the power and the purity to guard us from evil. God also provides wisdom and discernment, which helps us make good choices to resist evil and avoid wrong influences. 1 Corinthians 10:13 reminds us that no temptation has ever overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. The final use of the image of God as keeper involves overseeing your entire life. The psalmist declares, "He will keep your life." God guards the life that he created. The encompassing nature of God's protection is referenced by the words, "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." This signifies not only all daily life activities, but the security of God in all circumstances and every season of life. The psalmist fully believed in God's unchanging nature and perpetual promise of lasting support and protection throughout his life and into eternity. Remember today, and always, that God is your keeper, and he never fails. Consider these questions. How does God cast his shade of protection over you? In what ways has God kept you from evil? What spiritual strength can you gain from knowing that the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore? Thanks for joining us. Have a blessed day.